And as baseball season begins, college basketball ends. Now for some game highlights of last night's women's championship. The UConn Huskies will continue to reign after taking this year's NCAA title. Connecticut beat number 2 Stanford 53-47. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan joins us now with the news on all of that. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Renee.
So UConn wins again, although that is not really big news. But the team really had to work for that victory, didn't it?
Well, you're right, Renee. When a team wins its 78th consecutive game, as UConn did last night, how bad could it be? But it was really bad in the first half. UConn scored only 12 points in the entire first half. It was the worst first-half performance in championship history, those 12 points. The Connecticut Huskies missed 18 of their first 20 shots in the first half. They went 10 and a half minutes without scoring. Maya Moore, their star, the most outstanding player in the tournament, scored only 5 points in the first half. And their coach, Gino Auriemma, said it was the worst he has seen his team play ever, completely out of rhythm. They looked rushed. They said later they felt rushed. They felt nervous. But they got it together in the second half. Maya Moore, who only had 5 in the first half, had 18 points in the second half. Connecticut poured it on, scored 41 points in that second half. And with all that, they won the game by 6. But what a struggle for the national champs.
And how historic, then, was this win for UConn?
It was as historic as it might have looked ugly in the first half. It's the first time, Renee, that a women's college basketball team has put together back-to-back perfect undefeated seasons ever. The only men's team to ever do that was UCLA back in the early 1970s with 88. So this 78-0 run by Connecticut is something that has never before been seen in women's basketball. And Gino Auriemma, the coach I mentioned earlier, is now 7-0 in national title games. He has not lost one. Only Tennessee's Pat Summitt has more with 8. But this is an interesting little footnote to this one. It was the first time that Connecticut did not win a game by double digits, by only winning by 6 against Stanford. So that's to Stanford's credit. But we saw one of the greatest teams ever in college basketball finishing its season last night.
Well, Stanford has also lost only 2 games all season, and both of them were to UConn. So Stanford also a team to be reckoned with.
Oh, you know, they deserve all the credit in the world. The Stanford Cardinal, led by Tara Vanderveer, their coach, they'd won 2 national titles back in the early 90s. This was just not to be, unfortunately for them. But those 2 losses, both to Connecticut, won by 12 points, now by 6. So to their great credit, they hung in there. Jane Appel, their star center and All-American, had a sore ankle. She was injured in and out of the game and went 0 for 12 in field goals, really struggling. First time her coach has ever seen her do that. So Stanford deserves a ton of credit for getting in the game and for leading in the first half, but just couldn't hold on against a stronger UConn team.
Let's get to the other 2 teams in the Final Four. That would be Oklahoma and Baylor. And this year's breakthrough star was Baylor's Brittany Griner. Talk to us about her.
She's 6'8".
Right, that's a start.
that's kind of the headline there for Brittany Griner. She's a freshman. She wears a size 17 men's shoe. And she's been the story of the tournament and really the story of women's basketball this year. In many ways, all of women's sports, Renee. Now, some might remember that she had a very unfortunate incident. She punched an opponent early in March, was suspended for 2 games. But Brittany Griner was and apologized and said she's learned her lesson. She was not going to let that be what people remember her by. And all of a sudden, the punch turned into the blocked shots as she set a record for blocking shots in this tournament. As I said, a freshman on a team of freshmen. The season ends, but Baylor cannot wait till next year.
Christine, thanks very much.
Thank you.
USA Today columnist Christine Brennan. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.